Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Artificial sweeteners like Splenda and carbs, when consumed together.
So if I put Splenda on my bread?
Or when you have a diet soda with fries.
Ooh. Oh,
okay. Well, I do once in a while there.
Or Splenda. Yeah, let's put it more like that.
Usually when I'm eating fries, I'm having a beer, so I'm fine.
I like a little Splenda on my fully loaded baked potatoes.
Yeah. That'd be stupid.
I've never heard of that.
No, he thinks he's making that up. He's just trying to come up with something that didn't make any sense.
Yeah, so diet soda and fries.
Okay, what happens? You go nuts?
Yes.
All right.
When consumed together, trip up the brain and mess with metabolism. The research suggests that... No, it's those two together.
I figured that, yeah.
Not just one or the other.
We've always heard you don't lose weight on diet soda. You also don't lose weight eating fries, so I can see them combined, you know?
No, that's not that.
All right.
But, you know, the research suggests that a diet soda isn't as bad for you if consumed alone, but diet soda with a side of fries is horrible. Insulin intolerance, diabetes, weight gain. They say if you're going to have a diet drink, don't have it with fries.
Yeah, well,
according to a researcher at Yale, at least, telling Inverse magazine, the study published in the journal Cell Metabolism.
That is like every fast food shop everywhere. You're right. Everywhere.
I mean, the combo meal doesn't come with water.
No.
But that it doesn't have to come with a diet soda. It can come with a fully sugared soda.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's better?
No, can't be.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
In this case, absolutely.
Okay.
Because it's the Splenda, it's the artificial sweetener that is messing a lot of stuff up. They say that artificial sweeteners may not help as much as you think. Anytime you increase the sweetness of anything and it's not actual sugar, it could have a negative impact.
So it's a bad interaction.
Yes.
With the carbs and your body.
Yes.
But I would think getting the fully leaded soda is just different bad.
It's also more calories. A lot more calories, yeah.
Yeah.
I think both of them sound bad, but that's why we do it. It's fries.
Yeah, you're not going
I mean, it's fries. They're not good for you anywhere.
No.
And then a diet soda. We know diet soda is not good for you.
So carbs and the sucralose, the artificial sweetener, confuse the brain and set off miscommunication throughout the body. The results suggest that people who habitually eat or drink artificial sweeteners with a side of carbs may have a greater risk of the type 2 diabetes or becoming obese.
Yeah, that's every carb pulling into place right now. give me some tater tots, little home fries there. It's breakfast. Breakfast time. Now we're listening.
Hash browns and your soda.
Oh yeah,
and a diet soda. Yeah. No, don't do that.
I like to call those Mexi fries.
Yeah. Oh, they're good. Yeah.
Some people will call them tater tots.
Tater tots, or what do they call them at the Taco John's?
Mexi fries.
Oh, hash rounds. I've heard.
Hash rounds. All right.
Yeah.
I hope Omaha Tap House brings some of those now.
They come in many different forms.
I really do.
Yeah. I like the emphasis lately, since Craig brought it up, is on the cheese curds.
Yeah, cheese curds are good for you, though, I've heard.
Yeah, those are good for you. They make you jump high.
Yeah.
So have cheese
jump
curds.
High. There's a correlation to vertical leap.
And cheese curds.
I believe that.
You should.
I'm not.
You know, just because you want to.
People are saying.
Right. That's right.
People are saying. Are you couch it that way. I'm all over that.
Hey, because
I'm dumb.
Milwaukee Bucks have been having a couple of really good seasons here.
Yeah.
Coincidence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
No, they got
and if
Giannis.
Ask,
that's the coincidence.
No, pre-game cheese curds.
Any of those guys who are kicking ass at the combine with the broad jump and the vertical leap. Mm-hmm. Cheese curds.
Cheese curds right beforehand.
They will load up on cheese curds at least 30 minutes before they have to do their little exercise.
Vertical leap fuel.
At the combine.
Yeah, they are being, scientists are looking at them They may
people are saying.
Well, yeah, they may have to lop them off the list of approved items before you do the testing.
Yeah, I am hearing
35% of the people are saying believe in anything. So just keep saying.
Never say I am reading.
No.
Don't admit to that because that's for elitists.
Yeah, reading. I know, stupid.
Death toll from the coronavirus outbreak continues to rise. Starbucks taking action. One of those measures is no longer allowing customers to bring in their own cups for refills. They're also stepping up cleaning. Workers have been told to sanitize door handles, chairs, and tables a lot more during peak times.
Also canceling a lot of flights. Just canceling them. Yeah, a lot. United and Aer Lingus, I think.
Domestic flights?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's some domestic flights, too.
I bet my wife was looking at her phone the other day. She's like, I know it's not really a good time, but there are some cheap flights out there.
Yeah. Is it cheaper? You think they get more expensive?
No. She was.
If they're canceling flights, they're going to shoot back up, I would think.
Like $49 each way to Denver?
Oh, well, they're usually pretty cheap there anyway, right?
20% fewer international flights will be in service, 10% cut in domestic flights. That's United Airlines.
Yeah, United's cutting a bunch.
There are some college teams that aren't going to Seattle.
Yeah, there was one. One of the state universities, some smaller university.
Chicago State.
That's
there,
it.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It. They're the first
state.
Team going there, but everybody else is going to fly.
There's no way.
They were just looking to cut budget right there. You know they were. Because not every other college team is doing that, but they are.
No pro sports other than the MLS.
Well, baseball's getting ready.
Baseball's coming up.
Right. Fire up here soon.
Yeah.
But I think the major league teams will probably take precautions.
Yeah, but they're going to fly places.
Right.
They're going to play games.
And not refuse
NBA,
to go.
NBA is still traveling everywhere.
Yeah, that's a good point, Puss.
Yeah, but Seattle seems to be the place they're avoiding in particular.
And the NBA has been avoiding Seattle for many years.
Yeah, they have.
Ever since they moved to Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the story, maybe the headline, that said the 8-year-old kid won $200 worth of weed products?
Cool.
No.
You didn't see that? I saw it all.
Good for daddy.
I ignored it for
a while.
He's
popular now.
Good for daddy.
How'd
he
win that? I ignored it for a bit because I thought, jeez.
Random drawing or did he win some kind of weed contest?
No, he wanted to win. He didn't know what he was winning.
This is what's happening to America right
now. Oh, he's just competitive.
This is out of Canada.
He just
likes
to win.
Where weed is legal.
Yeah, but not for
8-year-olds.
Not for 8-year-olds, is it?
A grandfather says his 8-year-old grandson bid on and won a stash of $200 worth of weed products at a local youth hockey tournament.
He bid on it. I love that.
Now,
at the youth hockey tournament?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were just auctioning off weed.
The grandson plays novice hockey with other kids, age 7 and 8. The league was having a fundraiser, as they do. Leagues do have fundraisers.
Yep.
Each team usually responsible for putting a gift basket or a prize package together with a minimum value of $50. And then what they do is have a big setup, and they have a paper bag taped in front of each one of these prizes. And the prize is always geared toward kids or families in the past, including, tickets to the movies, card games, family board games, snacks, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Grandpa said that his son, who had taken his grandson to the tournament, spent $10 on raffle tickets, gave them to the 8-year-old to bid on whatever prizes he liked. When it came to the prize pack that the grandkid would eventually win, all he saw was like chocolate and chocolate fondue, and he put a ticket in the bag. He saw chocolate.
Right.
So he put a ticket in the bag. Then at the end of the tournament, family was notified that he had won.
Cool.
The kid's father was the one who picked up the prize after receiving the call informing him of the win. Then he had to explain to the son that the prize contained drugs and he couldn't have any of it. The kid got mad, of course, because he thought he was getting some stinking chocolate.
Yeah. Well, he could trade that weed for chocolate.
He said, no, son, there's bad drugs in that chocolate.
Have you heard these watermelon
so
rings?
Let me finish.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So the Hockey Association said that the prize was clearly marked for adults. Cannabis was never even out. It was all just pictures.
You don't bid on it.
Only a photo of the items contained in the basket. The winner was told that the basket had weed product and was given the option of, hey, you don't have to take this. We'll give you something else instead of this. And Dad said, no, I'm taking this. The ID was checked to make sure he was old enough.
Good for Dad.
And then, but then the dad started to stink.
Oh, yeah.
He said, my 8-year-old just won this.
But then give it back then. Or don't
no,
be a, don't
he's
be a
got
phony.
A bitch.
Then
yeah.
He's a phony then. I mean, he's going to take. He's still going to take it, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Then
or redeem it for something else,
no.
Which apparently was an option.
No.
They
he's
gave
got
you
the
that.
Bitch.
They gave you the option. Shut
right.
up.
Yeah. Don't take advantage of getting having a good time getting buzzed on that.
So now Grandpa's bitching. Doug should never be at any sporting event. Well, they weren't there. There was pictures
then
of them.
Then why'd he have it?
It was more upsetting to have them available as a prize at an event geared for children. Okay, well, they're going to look into that and maybe not do it next time. But the kid did not get weed. Dad said, yes, I'll take it.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm looking at a cannabis-infused watermelon rings bag. A friend of mine got these. He sent me a photo of these. And it says clearly on here, keep away from children and pets. All right.
Yeah.
So you're right.
Even on this, even on the photos,
right.
It said THC
right.
all over it. The 8-year-old kid, he wasn't paying attention. He sees the chocolate thing, sticks the ticket in the bag.
Maybe.
Now, sure, you can say, we don't need to be giving this away at a thing for 8-year-olds. Okay, I'll give you
but
that.
It was a picture.
But he did not win that. His dad picked it up. His dad said he wanted it.
And like you said,
his dad gave his own ID.
It's legal, and I have seen auctions at children's things, at sports for alcohol. I've seen it all the time.
Really? Okay.
I've seen it. Yes, yeah. I have.
Okay, then.
I've seen it, and it's legal.
I'm going to say, you've probably seen more of those auctions than
I've seen people give away booze at bars for schools. I mean, not schools mainly, but sporting teams because sports dads are drunks.
you also see those,
and that's how they bid more money. Is alcohol involved?
Those auctions for some youth sports league. Hey,
right.
Come put your raffle ticket in
and
on this AR-15.
Right.
That's
idiot.
Not for an 8-year-old either.
No. Man. But no, you're thinking, oh, it is. It
you're
is.
Teaching
you
them right.
You gotta teach them right.
Shut up.
They look good.
Teaching
them
right.
You ever watermelon rings, cannabis infused?
I would certainly give that a try.
Yeah, they look good, don't they?
Now.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Made with love in Los Angeles. Yeah.
The Oscar nominations are out.
Yeah, who's best actor?
Well, let's start with the best picture,
shall we? Let's do best picture.
There are several that are up for this. Maybe 10, 1, 2, 3, oh, 4,
they nominated
five,
10 this year.
Two,
no,
three,
that's
four,
been the last
five,
few years.
Six,
well,
seven,
no, wait,
eight,
10.
Nine,
you just
10.
Six or seven now. Okay.
I think,
yeah,
it looks like 10 here.
It used to be like, 4 or 5,
that was
and then
it.
They said they could go up to 10. They don't have to have a full 10.
Where are they?
Or maybe not. I can't count.
Let's see if we saw any of them.
1917.
Haven't seen it yet.
Ford v. Ferrari.
I want to see that.
But it's great.
Yeah, every year it's the same thing.
I know.
I want to see that.
No, but something on there we have no interest in.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
You have seen, or some of you have seen, The Irishman.
I've seen that.
Yeah. Right?
Loved it. That's because it was in my house. They showed it to me in the house. That's why I've seen it.
It makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
Jojo Rabbit.
I heard that's good. Don't know what it's about.
Yeah,
it's not a clue.
I'm interested.
Joker.
I haven't seen that. You see that?
I want to see it. Right. I have not seen it.
We are your cultural touchstone, this show.
I understand that that's a very good movie.
Yeah.
I've got no issue with that. I will accept that it's a good movie.
Right.
That doesn't mean I want to see it.
That's true.
Because it's disturbing.
Yeah. Looks too dark for me, right? I don't need to get in that headspace.
Little Women is nominated.
Especially in January.
For Best Picture in the Oscars, as is Marriage Story.
Okay.
That's a Netflix one.
Yep.
You can watch that.
I know, but you know what? That's about a divorce, and it looks depressing.
Yeah, it looks like a bummer.
Yeah.
It is crazy. Netflix movies are being nominated for Best Picture.
I know.
Parasite.
What's that about?
That's a foreign film.
Oh,
yeah.
No, not going to see that. I ain't reading.
And Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
And these guys have seen
great
that.
Movie.
Yeah.
So far, I've seen none of those.
I saw the
You saw The Irishman.
Oh, I saw The Irishman, yeah.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. in the theater.
Right. Your dad and probably
you're
going to
see
all
Little
these.
Women, I'm sure.
Yeah.
What are you doing for the Oscars there, Nick? He'll call you in about a week.
Supporting role, actress in a supporting role, Kathy Bates and Richard Jewell, Laura Dern, Marriage Story, Scarlett Johansson, Jojo Rabbit, Florence Pugh in Little Women, and Margot Robbie in Bombshell.
All right.
Actor in a supporting role, Tom Hanks, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Why is that supporting? He's like the main.
No,
like
I think Matthew
main characters.
The
other
story
dudes.
Goes around. Yeah. The story really revolves around him.
I saw that one.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. There's one moment. No spoilers for the Mr. Rogers movie.
Yeah.
There's one moment in the middle of it where he's like, if everybody could just take a minute and think about people who have helped you, and they're like in this cafe, and then everybody just starts thinking, and then Tom Hanks like turns to the camera and like tilts his head, and I nearly just started. It took everything I had not to just start laughing out loud.
It was
so cheesy.
It was too cheesy.
Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah.
It was so funny, but I couldn't like ruin it for everybody else that was in the theater. But,
yeah. You know, you
I was the best
to,
part
right?
of the movie to be where he's just like, what about you? And I was like, good God.
But they say that's actually how Mr. Rogers was.
Yes, he was.
He was a genuinely like lovely person.
I know.
Through and through.
I think Hell or High Water was the best movie I saw this year, but not nominated.
It's a great
it came
movie.
Out like 2012.
It was nominated when it came out. And he won for that.
I gotta keep up.
Yeah.
No, you fit in around here.
That's
at
a
that
great
place.
Movie, man. Hell or High Water is just that's a movie I wish I wouldn't have never seen so I could watch it again. You know what I mean? It's that good.
That couldn't happen for me because I was baked. I forgot how it ended. I was like, oh, perfect.
I could watch that one again.
I can, because it's so great. Yeah. It's acted. It's just a great movie. One of my favorites.
Just over Christmas break, I watched A Quiet Place because I saw that they're making a second one.
Yeah.
And the trailer came out, and I wanted to watch the trailer, but I thought, well, I should probably watch the first movie.
And that is
the
one with
John Krasinski and Emily Blunt.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I heard that's good, right?
It's really good. Like, it's an hour and a half.
That's what this show's about when it comes to from the movies. I heard that's good. That's how I heard that on Todd. Somebody said on Todd Tyler, I heard that was good.
Yeah, but
nobody said, they'll say, hey, Todd Tyler said they love that movie. They said, no, I heard Todd Tyler say I heard it was good.
That's all hearsay.
I think we reflect the vast majority of the audience.
Yes, we do. But once in a while, we should be lucky enough to see one.
Well, most people don't go to the theater.
I know.
So many people do, but I think most people don't.
Right. Yeah. It's a double-edged, you're right.
Well, if the Academy just would start sending us the screeners.
You know. Right.
Would that really help?
Yeah. No, I need a DVD player then.
No, they make apps now.
Oh, they make apps now? Okay.
Uh-huh. Right.
There was a theater in town. I'll give them a plug. The Exarban Cinema.
Right.
They used to send me passes.
Yeah.
Annual passes every year.
Not anymore.
And I used them so infrequently they stopped sending them. And I should have taken advantage, but I didn't.
We review more porn on this show than we do actual movies. Oh, that's good.
And even then, just a few minute snippets
maybe.
Wow. And Todd, you got the kids in the house and all kinds of things going on.
No,
I mean,
I don't.
How are you going to find time to go to the movie?
You got to leave the house.
But that was when he did have kids, rolling around the house.
No, it was fairly recently.
Who'd you see the Tom Hanks flick with there, Nick? You and your wife?
Yeah, my oldest son wanted to see it,
okay,
so we all went. My daughter fell asleep.
Yeah.
That's her review.
Yeah.
It's hard to stay awake in these theaters. The chairs are so comfortable.
They're ridiculously tight.
Yeah.
You can't go to a theater tired at all because you're right. You're laying down.
Mm-hmm.
You're freaking laying down.
I was uncomfortable the whole time because my wife and I made a mistake. So we didn't sit next to each other with like the same armrest up in between. So it was me and some lady just there right next to me. She's like laying down. Like, I definitely kept the armrest down, but like, man,
you're
we
laying
really
next
messed...
to a stranger.
Yeah,
I mean, that's weird.
Yeah. And then
that happened.
We showed up because you have assigned seats now.
Yeah, but
I hate that.
Yeah, so all of our seats, and next to her there were probably like four or five empty seats next to this
Scoot
lady, but
down,
I got there, she was already all comfortable. I wouldn't be like, hey, why don't you,
because a lot of those seats, Craig, are built as like love seats. They're like two seats together.
They are two seats together, aren't they? Mm-hmm. All of them are, aren't they?
Yeah. So unless something like there's a single on the end of the row.
So
your
wife had to sit with your son, right?
Yes, she was sitting
so
next to my youngest
son. So you laid
son.
Down next to a girl you didn't even know?
Yeah.
And was she an old woman?
She was probably 45.
Yeah.
Was she giving you a vibe or something?
No vibes, nope.
You lean over and go,
I told you, just butt stuff.
That'd be weird to be laying next to somebody because I've only been to those theaters with my wife, and you're just laying next to your wife, so it's fine. But it was a stranger laying there.
Yeah, it was a little odd.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm trying to be all quiet, like pulling the candy out of my pockets. And...
Trust me, Nick. However odd it was for you, it was 10 times worse for her.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I tried to keep like
Yeah.
I wasn't, I never like.
No, she was there first.
Rolled over that way. Yeah, she was.
You never turned to your side, looked at her, and looked out the side of the movie?
Yeah.
Like you're in bed watching the movie. She looks over, you're looking right at her.
Ask her if you can fetch you a drink.
Yeah. Yeah. You need more popcorn?
My wife's over there, so keep it quiet. I'm saying that to her. I was hoping you'd lay here next to me.
Yeah, it would have been way better just to watch that at home.
Right.
And then I could have laughed when Tom Hanks cocked his head.
Well, the thing is, I mean, for years and years, you all went to regular movie theaters and you sat next to strangers all the time because if you're with one person, the other side of you, especially packed theaters, was somebody's, but you weren't laying down next to them.
Right.
So it just makes it all more comfortable and kind of, I think, kind of awkward.
It's intimate.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Get an Afghan over you.
Yeah. Glass of wine in your hand.
Exactly. Now you're drinking too. You're right.
Yeah. Lighting's low.
How you doing?
Yeah, like I hope this guy has restless leg syndrome.
People are getting felt up on planes by strangers. Has there been an uptick of this crap?
You don't hear about it.
No, you don't.
You haven't read the stories yet.
Let's talk about being comfortable.
Maybe not quite as bold in the theater.
Or not, quite as drunk.
Maybe not as freaks like we think.
New 25-year observational study published in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health.
Who's got that one?
I think Nick took that
one.
Yeah. But we have renewed.
Light bathroom reading.
For 2020.
Yeah. They found that a $1 increase in the minimum wage resulted in an estimated 3.5% to 6% decrease in suicide rates among adults aged 18 to 64.
Just work two jobs like I do.
They say that a $2 increase could have prevented an estimated 40,000 suicides between 2009 and 2015.
But it would have increased the number of people who got mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the, like I said, the bosses love when the peasants fight.
Can't
with each other.
It.
That way they keep them down.
He's making $17 an hour.
Yeah, why can I get a job making 17 bucks an hour? It's not fair.
They say their findings are consistent with the notion that policies designed to improve the livelihoods of individuals with less education who are more likely to work at lower wages and at higher risk
for
adverse mental health outcomes can reduce the suicide risk in this group.
But why help them?
They say it always seems to surprise people. Mm-hmm. They say it always seems to surprise people that social and economic conditions can impact our health.
Yeah.
Well, it shouldn't be surprising.
No, because we're just not at all.
Listen to Dr. Mina. She will tell you that again and again.
Right. We are trained about people to buy into that.
It has a profound effect.
I don't think anybody should work more than 5 hours at their job.
And that's a stretch.
That's coming from a guy that is.
You mean in a day?
A guy that's at his place of business for about 5 hours. That's from me. 5.5, we have a meeting.
Yeah.
No, it's all that you have to work. Yeah. But first of all, you got to really perform those 5.5 hours.
Yeah, it's a super productive five hours.
Yeah, you can't sit around, but you should be able to be in there and get 5.5 out and get paid.
You're not spacing off in your cubicle eating Cheetos.
No, not at all.
That's right.
Although Cheetos sound good, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying you can be lazy for 5.5 hours. You got to perform. Mm-hmm. And actually, it should be 5. 5.5 is ridiculous. Everybody but Nick.
You can't go crazy.
Nick goes somewhere after this. But
Oh, yeah, real productive there.
I hope so.
Say it loud and proud. Hopefully they're listening.
I told you, just butt stuff.
All right. You can't say that at your job, can you?
Not when the phones are on.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.